Sportsnet 650.
We're welcome to hear your rant. I would love to read your texts over the last 24 hours, too. What do you make of what happened to your nation and its program?
Oh, it's I think all the words that were just used are true. You know, especially in my world, in my gut, in my brain. But now you got to filter through all that and really try to figure out why and how, right? Like, in I know that's very difficult, but it's definitely something that has to be done, because there's nothing more alarming than not qualifying for a World Cup. In a nation that is supposed to be progressing, in a nation that, has put in the resources, money, infrastructure that's required to, contend for World Cups, not try to qualify them. And again, that's not taking anything away from, the Panama teams of the world that are becoming great, great teams that will be qualifying for World Cups. But, I think the U.S. should have graduated to a higher stature by now. And again, the fact that we're having this conversation is, I suppose, a good thing, but definitely something that's very important now moving forward.
So this is going to be discussed for the next, I guess, next 3 or 4 years, really, if you think about it. But where does the blame lie, in your opinion? Is it the players? Is it the coach? Is it U.S. soccer and Sunil Gulati?
Obviously, it's a combination of all those things. I think, the examples of those are, I think the players – have to show those. These are the guys are on the field. I don't care who you are. If you're playing for your country, you should be out there performing. It doesn't matter what the manager says or the formation or how you got there. In my opinion, you're on the field representing your country. Like, for me, it's part of its mentality. I think that was one of the big things from the players' perspective. These guys are all great players. Are playing in the top leagues around the world. For me, then it comes down to mentality, how these guys can come together in a very short amount of time, which you only have in international soccer, 3-4 days to get with the guys, get your stuff together, and then you go out there and you play and you represent. And, there wasn't any of that feeling last night where, these guys took the game by the balls, so to speak, and said, okay, so the best player in the world did last night, in Lionel Messi, said, you know what? I gotta shoulder this. I gotta go out there and I'm gonna score a hat trick, and my country's gonna go play in a World Cup. For me, that's not only a world class player, but a world class mentality to be able to go out there and do those types of things. And I don't think that there was enough of that over this past cycle. And again, I'm not shouldering the blame on one individual, but I think that overall, a mentality of a team is created as a unit. And there wasn't enough of that going into a game last night, knowing that if they're gonna go out there and qualify, if they win or draw, that has to go out there and happen. And mentality drives a lot of that. And I don't think that was driving the ship at all in this cycle.
It almost seems there was a cockiness. I mean, you're a guy who fought tooth and nail to put on that jersey to go to South Africa. And, you'll be the first to say it wasn't technical skill. What you made up for was heart and desire to wear that uniform. It seems like there was a cockiness and lack of leadership in this group for the last couple of years, because they were so good. And we're thinking it's going to be handed to them.
Yeah, and again, I think it all stems from the culture that's created in the locker room, and that starts with the manager and who he brings in. Who are the characters he's bringing in that are going to fill the 23 spots? Are they guys that are just going to listen to him, or are they guys that are going to challenge the team to be better? Are they going to be guys that will, take on the challenges that come along with leading in those kind of environments, going into the jungles of the soccer world and going and trying to pick up points in Mexico City or Honduras? These places take a big mentality to go and get results from. And, that comes from big characters and people that are willing to take that responsibility on. And, that starts again with the manager setting that culture, whether with the guys he brings in, and then the mood he sets throughout the camps. From there, you got to have the players that buy into that system, buy into what the manager's preaching, and then preach it with it and build the group allowing on those mentalities and those rules that the coach provides. And then thirdly, then you got to come together as a group and go out there and perform. And that's maybe not playing 1 week. That's scoring a goal in the in the 92nd minute, because you get your one chance and you got the mentality to go and take it. And then that's how you also pick up points throughout a 3.5 year or 3 year process of World Cup qualifying. But then all of a sudden, if you don't have that, then you're lost too. So, again, there's no blame as far as like the department, but it's definitely everyone's to blame, because everyone plays an integral part. And I don't think that enough of those parts were played either at the same time or at all.
You talk about the leadership and kind of taking that. Lionel Messi took the game over yesterday. Do you think that's Michael Bradley's role as the captain of? Is that where it kind of went missing?
No, I mean, in all honesty, I think I think Michael is a great leader, and I think he's done a really good job. You can see what he's doing in Toronto. You know, these guys, but he doesn't want to be the face of the franchise. He doesn't want to be Lionel Messi. You know, he's not the type of personality that's going to do. He needs someone to do that with him, because he's in there putting the engine room. He's in the engine room. He's in the locker room making sure guys are ready. He's putting in the preparation on the training field and in the playbook and working with the manager, the coach, to create the right messaging for the team. That's what Michael brings to a team, and he does a damn good job at it. But, you know, we need a guy in the field like a Jermaine Jones can be, a fiery leader, a guy that's going in, you know, balls to the wall, 150%, you know, and making sure that his teammates know that we're not out here for a joke. We're out here to win. And there's enough, and those are different characters in a locker room, but just as important as the captain. But I do think that he needed a better supporting cast, and he tried to step into that role, he found it difficult. And then that hurt his performances, because he didn't get to stay where he wanted to be in that lane. And, you know, I think then that's what team building is all about, and having a manager bring in the right characters that allow that to happen.
Taylor Twyman went on to say that, you know what, when the Germans had their problem, they just got together and just started from scratch again. You've played overseas. You've played here in Major League Soccer through the university program as well. Do you think it'll come to that, that they'll just go, we need a new plan, and it has to start at a lower grassroots level?
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll happen. I don't know if it'll happen as seriously as people think it is going to happen. I don't know if Americans are as blunt as Germans are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it'll happen. I think hopefully they bring in some fresh minds and people that haven't been a part of the system, you know, and I also think as players need to try to step in, you know, and try to, you know, share part of our own development. And, you know, again, that's kind of where I lie. You know, I rely on a lot of the mentality side of the game. And, even in my soccer camps and all that other stuff, that's what we teach. We teach mentality first, because then we can teach them to be good soccer players. And, you know, I don't know if there's enough of that going on in our youth systems, in our grassroots systems, and how these kids get to that point where they go and represent our country. But, you know, even when you're in it, you should never stop it. Just because you make it to pro doesn't mean you can't stop learning from mentors, and you can't stop learning to be a better, more well-rounded professional. And I don't know if we do enough of that in the professional game. So, you know, I think that there's enough of things we can put under the microscope to really have a search for it. But I definitely think there's going to be some action now. Everyone knows we got time. So no better time than now to spend a year trying to figure out what went wrong and how we can fix it.
So the human side of this is there's a lot of players that are not going to be able to play next time the United States can get back in the World Cup in 2022. That could be Michael Bradley, Clint Dempsey, and others. Is this Christian Pulisic's team, and is he the star going forward?
100%. And again, you talk about guys living with pressure. You talk about guys shouldering burdens and shouldering responsibilities. I mean, he couldn't have done that better, in all honesty, throughout the last couple of years. You know, he's done great on the U.S. stage, but then what does he do? He goes back to Dortmund and starts being a major contributor there too. So these are certain characters that can shoulder these burdens and shoulder these pressures, you know, and I think that he's shown all of the qualities to do that, and will continue to do that. Again, I think he needs a better supporting cast. I think Nagby now is starting to figure out he can be a leader in that dressing room, as he should be. You know, those guys worked well together. They like playing with each other. You can see that. That's what I mean about building a group that's willing to fight for each other, go to Honduras and pick up 3 points and not have to answer questions like this, because they're looking at how they're going to win their group and challenge for a World Cup.
All right. There's Jay DeMeritt, first captain of the Vancouver Whitecaps, played, of course, for Team USA in the World Cup in South Africa.
Sportsnet 650.